you know, you have to put a value on your time, knowledge, and energy. If the prospect perceives that you're just a guy sitting around all day long doing this, prospect has a wonderful system, a default system. They want to get as much from you as possible and then dismiss you or ghost you.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by, because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
Is there something that we can do either early on or at the end of the call to say, hey, like, what is the magic Claude Diamond secret sauce on this higher authority objection that comes up so frequently?
Well, we have three steps in the gut sales program. The first one is the agenda. That's where we set the rules, where we're going to act like normal, reasonable people. Can I have your permission to ask you a few questions? You ask me a few, and we'll make a decision if I want to give you a couple ideas or suggestions to help you with your problem. And at the end of this, you can fire me. That's the agenda. The next step, which is the entire engine of guts, it is the qualification. And qualification is, when should we find out of, have you given $1 million presentations? And then at the end, like you were just saying, I need to think about it. I don't have the money. I need to talk to my spouse. I'm not the decision maker. Okay, whose fault is that if that comes at the very end? Whose fault is that?
The salesperson, yeah.
Yes, we have rights in the sales process, okay? I wrote something called the Salesperson's Bill of Rights. We have the right to know who we're talking to. I've got, you know, Mr. Genius here, okay? I call myself a mentor. To become a mentor, you got to do a lot of stupid stuff in life.
Okay? I agree.
I'd get in my car in San Diego. I'd drive two-hour traffic to L.A. I'd meet the person who's 30 minutes late. I'd give them the Claude Diamond million dollar presentation. And then they say, gee, Claude, and I buy them lattes, maybe take them for lunch, get them that spaghetti and meatball dinner, you know, at Tom Kroll's restaurant. And then they'll say to me, Claude, you're so great. Thank you for the information. You know, if I had the money, you know, if I was the decision maker, I'd do it in a second. But, you know, but I'm sure in the future we'll get together and work something out. I spent a whole day driving, buying lattes and traffic and everything else. Do you think if I was a smarter guy in the early days, I would have found out, does he have the need? Does he have the money? Does he have the authority to make a decision? Do we have the right to find this out up front?
Yes.
And guts is designed to ask questions with nurturing, with stroking. Sir, sir, let me ask you something. I'm not asking for a commitment, but if you and I decide we want to move forward today, when I drive 2 hours to meet you in Los Angeles, are we going to be able to make a decision today? Are you the person who's an authority to make a decision? Have you budgeted yourself for the money for this house? Because it's a lease purchase deal and it's a lot of money. Do you have the $20,000 to put down if you decide to move forward?
You're waiting for a yes. And guys, this is the brilliance of working with someone who has so much experience and expertise. And you know, this is what Daniel Lappin, you know, I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with the author Daniel Lappin. And guys, this is what Daniel Lappin is referring to when he talks about specialization. So first of all, I would just say everyone should go back and listen to what Claude just said 25 times, right? Because there is so much, I mean, it was just brilliant because there's so much nuance, and I don't want to feed Claude's ego here, but you know, there was so much, it was really brilliant what he just said. And that took a lot of years, I'm sure, of failure, of success,
I got whip marks back here, man.
It was great. I mean, you guys, everybody should go and rewind this and re-listen to it, because that came from experience and trial and error and split testing and finding the right words with the right tonality at the right volume in the right sentence. And yeah, very, very
Claude. You said it better than me. Thank you.
There you go. Absolutely.
And you said an interesting word, ego. You know, you've got to be the doctor in the room. You know, when you go see your doctor, you don't say, hey, I want a prescription for this or that. The doctor is going to ask you a series of questions. And you don't mind that doctor, you know, putting the cold stethoscope on you or asking you questions, because you see this doctor as removing pain or helping you.
Right.
This is the way we need to sell to people, to differentiate ourselves from people who just spill out garbage presentations all day long and ask for the order five times.
I love it. All right, so guys, here's what I'm going to say. If you want to just get right to the meat and potatoes, if you want to start closing more clients, closing bigger deals, closing more deals faster, and have a increase your conversion rate of all of these leads that you're spending so much time and money with funnels and tunnels and webinars and seminars and paid ads and organic content, if you just want to cut through all the fat and actually start closing deals. All right, so Claude, first of all, with my audience, the Coaching Inc. audience, so these are fairly new, some are experienced coaches, consultants, course creators. Is there something that we can do or you can do where there's a benefit to say, hey, just Tom, for your audience, if they come to me, they're going to get this special, you know, I don't give this to anybody. This is just, you know, is there anything that we can do for these guys and girls who, if they can get started with you, that we can do for this audience?
Can I give them something for free?
Yes, I love it. What do you got? How do we do it?
My first book, actually my second, okay. Was the Mentor Teaches Success. This is a business novel about a guy who just doesn't understand the principles of success and he meets a sweet old guy. I can give him this or I can give him my second business novel, The Mentor Teaches Success. It's this little guy, a character I call Max. My mentor's name is Max. And he teaches this guy who can't sell how to sell, like what we discussed today. They can have both books for free.
Done. All right. So what is the best way for them to reach out to do that, to find it, to get a hold of the copy? Is there a website, an email, a phone number? What is the best way to do that?
They can call me. I answer my own phone, 619-206-5960. They can go to my webpage, ClaudeDiamond.com. They can send me an email, Claude@ClaudeDiamond.com. You know, I'm easy to find. Just Google me and say, hey, I heard you on wonderful Tom Kroll's show, and I'd like those books.
I honestly, I really appreciate you. So I want to say thank you. You are an expert. And, you know, it's one of the things that not just me, but the whole tribe at Coaching Inc., we really appreciate. There's different characteristics of people that we appreciate. It's, you know, courage. And one of them is master craftsmanship. And I mean, you have just consistently for over a decade since I've been doing it, you know, your name has just continually been put out there as the go-to person. And to be able to spend this time with you has been really an honor. And I love podcasts where I learned something. And I really did. Like, I get it. I mean, I learned
Space of Truth. Okay. I mean, we're always learning. We never stop learning. I wish we had more time because I have a new, the Guts Attraction Marketing Method. It's coming out Thanksgiving. And where, imagine where you have just warm leads every day instead of that cold calling, time-wasting stuff.
So I have 12 minutes until my next call. So yeah, talk to me. What is this?
I've been working on this for at least 3 years. I have piles of notes and everything. I do my marketing just like my sales. I'm not a contrarian either, really. But so many people that I have been coaching and helping over the years, they get frustrated with the sales, deer in the headlight syndrome. We can fix that really fast with the gut system. But the other problem is not enough warm leads. We love warm. Who doesn't love a warm lead, right?
Yeah, all day.
Okay. And the trouble is for someone in the coaching business and they're working on cold calls or people who don't know who they are and we're interrupting their day or they say, take me off your list and all that stuff. You know why I'm still in this business? And we could have retired financially years ago. It's so much fun because I'm talking to people who come to me, who say, Claude, I have a problem. Can you help me? And I love helping people. It's my mission in life, especially in sales. But marketing is the other problem. So how do we attract, without spending a fortune, is there a way to attract nice, warm leads, people who know who you are, who are respectful of you and your time, who can schedule with you, okay? And I developed another system called the Guts Attraction Marketing System, where I have a warm leads every day. Can you imagine if you had just 2, 3, 4 people a day who came to you, Tom, can you help me? I'm a coach in real estate, but I'm just not hitting my numbers. I'm not getting enough people. Can you help me? And they come
absolutely
to you.
Okay.
Tell me how much fun that conversation, is there any stress in a conversation where the prospect comes to you? Isn't that the dream?
What we call that is this potential is this lead indoctrinated? Meaning, do they know you? Do they like you? Do they trust you? Do they see you as an authority in the space? And typically, you know, there's different systems that we use, but I'm curious, what is, you know, one thing we always teach our clients is, hey, no funnels, tunnels, webinars, seminars, or paid ads, right?
Thank you.
So there you go. So, and I don't know what a tunnel is, but I'm sure there's some marketing out there with a marketing tunnel, right? So what does it look like? Is it organic content creation, or what is the 50,000?
Oh, you said, I love that word. It is organic. It is original content. It's so easy. I'll give you here. This is just a small portion. I do with my students. We every Monday, and you probably do something similar. I do every Monday a 1-hour group training call.
We okay? do the same exact thing. Yes.
Yes. And I love it. All my students come on, all the little boxes on Zoom or Riverside or whatever. And they come on and we record it, of course. I usually pick a theme. The theme this Monday was reverse psychology. And I had a lot of people all, you know, a lot of times people just want to listen to the recordings later. I had a lot of people on. We did role plays. We had Q&A. I had mind maps that I gave everybody. It was 1 hour. They went, did you ever have an hour and it felt like 10 minutes?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. So we, and
right
we
now.
And all these people on Zoom, they're asking questions, making my job easy. I'm recording this. Out of that recording, and anybody can go to my YouTube channel and see this, I pulled out 8 clips, some of the 6, the shorts. What do they call those?
Reels.
Okay. I got a bunch of reels out of it, shorts under 60 seconds. And then I got a bunch for 2 to 8 minute sections.
Right.
I created my own content out of this. Then I upload it. It's so easy to do. I mean, I don't have a team of editors or anything. I do this myself. I can really, I just pick out little portions. Then I upload them to YouTube. From YouTube, I share them on multiple streams. It doesn't cost me anything. In fact, believe this or not, I get a lovely check every month from YouTube. And not only do those videos attract new customers for me, new clients, new prospects. People go to my webpage, they sign up. I builds up my data, eBay. Some people go to my calendar and schedule with me. And just from taking original organic content, your word, and then chopping it up and then uploading it.
Right.
And you put in the right title and everything. And this is all in my new package. And this is just one little segment of what I do. There's a lot of other things I do. I actually have a good problem. Have you ever had a good problem where you have too many prospects?
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
That's a great problem to have. I would love to have that. Yes, that's a great problem.
And no more cold calling. I don't want to call somebody up at dinner time and bother them or hire someone to bother people or buy an obscure list and bother people. I don't like it when they bother. Isn't that insanity, some of the marketing out there?
It's absolutely insanity. We just had this conversation in our group, which we have special guests on Thursday that come into our group. And if you ever would like to come in, you are more than welcome to host an hour call with us on sales tactics, because that would be phenomenal. I'm sure that everybody
schedule me for December or January or something. Let me know what's good for you.
I will do that.
I'd love to talk about it. So the first problem we have is communication, good dialogue, happy, fun conversation, productive, profitable conversations. The next problem is, do we have enough people to speak to? So if we put in a few, I spend 30 to 60 minutes a day on marketing. It's easy. It's not hard work. It's fun. It's creative. And most people have a story to tell. It can be good or bad. Can they take that, your word, organic, I love that word, original content. I mean, what are we selling? We're selling Tom Kroll or Claude Diamond or John Smith or whatever. Everybody brings something unique to the table if they're in the coaching business.
Right.
Why aren't they capitalizing on their original content?
I love it. I agree. And let me ask a question, because as we're going down this road, one thing I notice as you're saying, it's friendly, because I do like the fact that it allows you to stay in that realm. But as I'm going through this in my mind on your script and your tactics, your strategy, we call what you're referring to as that agenda up front. And I love the salesperson's bill rights. We refer to it as an upfront contract, although I could be wrong, but I've heard that term somewhere before. And what is your response if the person is saying, if they're breaking that framework, if they're saying, hey, you know, Claude, I don't make a decision. I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm just not, you know, this is something I'm just kind of looking at and I'm not really ready to do it today, but I'm exploring my options. Or, hey, you know what? I'm doing this, but then after this, we're going to have a call with you and I and my partner. So if they're breaking that framework, are you continuing with the call, or do you just end the call and reschedule? Well, I'm curious to know how you approach that situation.
Once again, it depends. You know, total transparent here. Let me have a little sodium pentothal here. Okay. when I was first starting my business, you know, my wife and we had our first little baby. We got two used cars. I'm in law school. My wife's a medical person, RN. She's working, you know, we're ships passing in the night. We're so busy at everything. We're watching every penny. You know, it's a lot of mac and cheese nights, as I would, you know, as I like to refer to. You know, I'm not a big shot. I came from a European immigrant parents. You know, I'm very grateful to be in this country and everything. But, I, you know, when I was starting out, you know, big bills, new baby, diapers, you know the story. You got 15, no, five, I know.
Oh, listen, I get it. We're, Julie and I started out with Logan. Her and I were in a twin match on a twin mattress. So I totally understand. I totally understand.
Yeah. So I put that framework down there because in the beginning, I would do whatever I had to do to get 5 cents, to get any money I could make, okay? You can mitigate your principles sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you get to, and then I remember I was consistently back in the Stone Age, I was getting to 10,000 a month. It was an enormous amount of money. Okay. And my wife said, you know, I want to stay home with the baby. I said, great, honey. And the business was consistent and it grew and it grew and it grew. As the business grows and my time becomes more valuable, I can be more assertive about that objection you gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that because, you know, that is so just, it's brutally honest, which is, hey guys, like, you know, if you are just starting out and you're desperate, you know what? Stay on the phone and take the 1% chance because if you don't have another lead, you might as well. And at, you know, once you start to get to 100K per month or 50K per month or 10K per month, you know what? Then you stick more to those hard and fast rules of like, hey, look, until your partner's on, we're going to reschedule this call. I really like that because it's very, very honest. And I think it's really a reflection for myself personally of what I have done, right? That brutal honesty of like, hey, when I'm first starting out, I'll work 10 hours a day and I'll stay on the phone with a 2% close chance. So I really appreciate the fact that you're being so transparent about that journey because I relate to it completely.
I have something, but to answer your question in maybe a different way, you know, you have to put a value on your time, knowledge, and energy. If the prospect perceives that you're just a guy sitting around all day long doing this, prospect has a wonderful system, a default system. They want to get as much from you as possible and then dismiss you or ghost you. I mean, right. They're going to jump, you know, they go, oh, I've got five other people, the coaches to call today. And the thing about it is I give all my students, they get a little 3-minute timer. Okay. I got this idea from my honeymoon.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I got my timer out. Here we go. What do we got?
And the thing about it is, sir, I have to qualify up front. If the person says, I'm not the decision maker, I don't have the money, this is something we're going to do in 2035, I'm not going to spend 45 minutes with that person on the phone. I'm going to cut it very short. I'm going to be very polite. I'm going to give them a gift, like I just gave your audience 2 free books, if they call me. Well, here's the question, Tom. You dismiss them because there's nothing there. On a 1 through 10, they're a 3. You can't get them up to a 6 or a 7. How much time should you spend with them? A few minutes. But when you get off the phone with them, what do you want them to say about Tom Kroll?
Nice guy. I see him as an authority. I trust him. I like him.
Yeah. And when you're the person who uses social proof and scarcity and say, Tom, I'd love to spend a lot more time with you, but I have so many other people. I'm in the middle of a couple deals. I have a coaching session going on. So, Tom, let me send you a little gift here. And when you're really serious about ready to move forward, I want you to call my number, go to my webpage and schedule with me.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. So
what are you saying? What's the message you're saying to that person?
I would say that I feel that I appreciate you. I appreciate the gift. I appreciate your time, your expertise. I understand that you've got to go and you can't stay on the phone with me all day. So I think that makes sense.
What happens when the pretty girl, you ask her out for a date and she says, no, I got to wash my hair tonight. You know, if you're like me, you're just going to keep asking.
Right.
You know, until you get to a yes, tenacity, you know, things like that. It's a lot about timing. Do you think any of your competition is going to behave in some of the ways and the role plays we've done here today?
Well, no. And that's what's so brilliant. I love the fact that we have that, you know, like Jeff Olson, right? The slight edge. You know, Claude, what I really like about that is there's nuance to what you're saying. It's not black and white, right? If somebody is breaking that framework, you don't have to be a jerk. You could just have guts and you could say, right, just let's shorten the time frame because there's nothing here. So let's make them feel good. Give them something they can use right now. Show that you're an authority, that you're a friendly guy, that you're kind. Let them like you, but get off the call, you know, once you know.
There's nothing there. You have to qualify upfront for motivation or need and greed, I call it. You got to give them an EQ, the emotional quotient score, 1 through 10. You got to find out the time frame. Is this something that it's so urgent they want to take care of it now or 6 years from today? Okay. Do they have the money or are they willing to finance this if they feel that you're bringing the value to their problems and stuff like that? And are they the authority to make this decision and commitment? And 5, do they have the character to keep that commitment?
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. Claude, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you. I know you're going to probably go hit the slopes today. And guys, I know there was a little, when Claude was talking about how to contact him, there was a little dip in the connection. The number is 619-206-5960. That's 619-206-5960. So, and it rings that phone right where he's at. So Claude, we really appreciate you, brother. Thank you. I really did learn a lot today.
What a great conversation.
Great conversation.
Thank you. This was fun.
That was great. Thank you, brother. Enjoy the day. We appreciate you. Thank you, brother.
Take care.
All right, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.